And on this Thanksgiving Day, we start in Afghanistan. For the 13th year in a row, there are American troops spending the holiday there. Those are some soldiers at the new Kabul compound in Afghanistan. Today, some 50,000 soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines are dining at bases across the country, eating all the fixings of a traditional meal: turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, and pie. Meanwhile, with the formal end of U.S. and NATO combat operations coming next year, Afghan President Hamid Karzai is facing growing pressure to sign a long-term security agreement with the U.S. NPR's Sean Carberry is in Kabul. And Sean, first of all, last week Hamid Karzai seemed to reach an agreement that would allow up to 15,000 foreign troops to remain in Afghanistan through next year. But he still seems to be demanding two things before he signs the agreement. So what are the sticking points?
The first is that he doesn't want U.S. forces to enter Afghan homes during military operations. And now he also wants the U.S. to make substantive efforts to launch a peace process with the Taliban also before he signs the deal. Now, his spokesman just told me that he will sign the deal as soon as next month if the U.S. meets those two preconditions. But the issue is the U.S. is probably unlikely to meet those conditions, so there still seems to be a standoff that relates to Karzai's belief that the U.S. wants to stay here no matter what, so he can continue to push and try to gain concessions from the U.S.
Okay, so let's turn back to Thanksgiving and how it's being observed there by U.S. troops. You visited what's called the New Kabul Compound. It's a small base in the center of the city. What was Thanksgiving dinner like there?
Like in every base in the country, they're honoring a longstanding military tradition of having the senior officers serve the troops. And I talked with Major Generals Kurt Stein and Jim Richardson, who had just finished a shift carving a beef roast and serving the troops.
We got to cut the heck out of that thing, and we did it for about an hour and a half, and we're sweating. We're glad to be generals. That's too much like work.
We've been doing this for hundreds of years. You know, the officers are serving the soldiers who are out slugging it out every day. It's a great tradition. It's one that we need to keep up, and it's one that I personally enjoy and look forward to.
And Sean, there are some, 50,000 troops in Afghanistan right now, fewer than half there were during the peak of the U.S. deployment there a couple of years ago. I wonder what goes into putting together Thanksgiving for so many service members?
Well, even for this lower number of troops, a lot. I spoke with Chief Warrant Officer 2, Joshua Johnson. He's the guy who makes this whole thing happen and oversees the food shipped into the country. He says they started planning 6 months ago, and they brought in about 70,000 pounds of turkey and 20,000 pies.
Many of the items are already on a catalog that are available to soldiers, but we do have about 20 specialty items that we bring in just to make sure that it is an authentic Thanksgiving meal comparable to that a soldier might have at home with his family.
Military logistics, even when it comes to serving Thanksgiving dinner. Sean, as we know, U.S. military presence in Afghanistan is in its 13th year now, and there are many troops who have served multiple combat missions there. But some of them are serving their first deployment in Afghanistan. And you spoke with one woman who has been in the military for 13 years and finally made it to the country?
Yes, this was Sergeant First Class Janet Molyneux from North Carolina. She says that she's been waiting for years to have the opportunity to finally come and serve in Afghanistan.
And when I got the opportunity, I want to stay and I want to shut out the lights when we leave. I want to be one of the last people to leave. This is will be my first Christmas and my first Thanksgiving without my two sons. I have a son. His name is Michael. He's 20 years old. And I have a 21-year-old, Thomas. And apparently they're attempting Thanksgiving dinner. So I'm going to try to Facebook them or Skype them later on to see how it's going.
And she says that she really appreciated the effort that went into the celebration, especially the pictures of turkeys and pumpkins that were painted by one of the Afghans who works on the base. Sergeant Molyneux is also a gourmet cook and says the meal was spot on, especially the lumpy mashed potatoes that still had skins.
Now, Sean, I suppose the most important question to ask you is that this could be the last Thanksgiving that many of these troops will be spending in Afghanistan. Are they thankful for that? How do they feel about it?
Well, it's really a mix. I mean, some people say it's a powerful feeling to know that this mission is winding down. On the other hand, others look at it more pragmatically and say, look, U.S. troops will be deployed around the world for years to come. So if it's not in Afghanistan, troops will be spending Thanksgiving dinner somewhere next year.
That's NPR's Sean Carberry in Kabul, Afghanistan. Sean, thank you so much for your reporting over all this time, and happy Thanksgiving.
You're welcome, and happy Thanksgiving to you.